Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I thought Dalton played a really good game. You can tell that the defense was really concerned with where he was on any given moment, and it kind of opened up for some other guys, and I don't think that was maybe necessarily intention, but love to get him going a little earlier, but he had some of the best blocks in the game, and it never didn't bother him at all. And so everyone eats kind of mindset. If people are focusing on him, it opens up for other people, and so I was pleased with, after the game, how excited he was with only one catch or something like that. So obviously he's a good football player, and he helps us when the ball's in his hands, and we'd love to get him more of it, just like a lot of the other guys. But all he cares about is winning, and that's a lot of the guys on our offense.
There is Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady talking about Dalton Kincaid there. Me and Josh have been mentioning, we talked with Sal there in the last segment as well, of just, you know, you're looking now at the all 22. The man was doubled to triple to quadruple covered at times, and it really opened up avenues for, well, as the Bills are saying, to let everyone else eat. Ray Davis has one target for one catch. It goes for 14 yards, and it's on that play that we've been joking about, this quadruple coverage. You know, and that's the thing, too. Teams are just not going to be able to keep doing that. They just won't survive, especially because, I mean, the Bills have a bad turnover and some bad penalties. You could chalk up the penalties, too. I mean, they had 9 on Sunday. You could chalk up that, too, to just week one.
Some of
didn't
it,
get
though,
a lot of reps in game.
Was,
well,
the,
yeah. I mean, bad calls.
The Jamarcus Ingram one was bad.
That one, yeah.
That was really bad. Not on Ingram, on the right.
No, because he literally didn't touch Murray, yeah. But it's,
well,
fine.
Well, he did, but he touched the lower body, and that's kind,
yeah,
of
like,
okay.
He clearly tried to,
yeah,
get away.
He, yeah, tried, oh, yeah, to get out of the way. That's the main part of,
yep,
that. But I mean, half of those penalties, I don't think get called later in the season.
I think the worst part, too, though, and you know it's a really bad day, is when I would argue also Arizona was,
oh yeah,
was,
yeah,
getting screwed a few times as well.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the one Allen roughing the pass, where Allen gets roughed, I think was a bit soft and, mm-hmm, maybe a bit of a makeup call. But,
yep,
you don't know. You can't. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't really fully speculate on that sort of thing, but it's the first week of the season. Everyone's going to have some rust, and
everyone in the league pretty much did.
I mean, look back to the Chiefs and Ravens game.
Yeah,
it got better.
There was
like 85 flags in the first quarter. Not really, but it felt like it.
It was so
every
bad.
Other play, the offensive line of Baltimore was getting called for.
I mean, Ronnie Stanley was just.
But it was.
That
What's
felt
he
rude.
Supposed to do?
It
stand
felt,
on this line of scrimmage? Like,
it felt rude.
It looked like he was moving,
yeah,
forward every single time, and they're, nope, you're still not far enough ahead.
Yeah. Harbaugh's telling him, like, just move him forward. Just tell him what. Like, it was bad. It was bad. 803-0550 is the number to call. We're talking now week 2. The Bills do have a short week. Starting practice at noon. Bills head coach Sean McDermott's going to talk to the media around 12:45. Hopefully get more of an update heading into Thursday Night Football against Miami. But we're going to get to connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We're going to go to the phones, and we've got Lou here on the line. Lou, good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. You guys hopefully are doing well, too. Enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I'm mostly calling about Joe Brady. I don't think he's a very good passing game coordinator. He proved it last year with the last six or seven games where he concentrated on the wrong run. I believe that it's egregious that he had Allen just throw two passing attempts in the first half prior to the two-minute warning. I think he sets up Allen for heroic efforts. I don't know if it was you guys that called Allen a Superman, but he is. But he's not utilizing Allen's best, which is passing downfield. Allen's a superior runner, too. But relying on, like, James Cook in the running game, when you have Allen, best player in Bills history, is just idiotic. But maybe he can't scheme the passing game.
I get your point. I don't agree with it really at all. I think he is a very good passing game coordinator. Look at the LSU year. And even in Carolina in 2020, he had almost three receivers at 1,000 yards with Teddy Bridgewater as his quarterback, mm-hmm. making him almost a 4,000-yard passer. The team was not successful. And we're looking at Carolina. It was not really his fault. Arizona was one of the worst run defenses in the NFL last year. In the first half, they were running at almost 7.5 yards per carry. Why would you go away from that? Look, I'd like to see Allen pass the ball more. They also didn't really have the ball much. Their defense wasn't getting off the field. He probably would have had more passing attempts, and ultimately in the two-minute warning, he went up. I mean, he ultimately ends with 23 of them. They moved the ball well. They were moving it efficiently. Again, 9 guys caught passes. 10 guys ultimately were targeted.
I think that's going
to... I would like to see less first down running attempts. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Joe Marino had the stat where they ran it 75% of the time on first down. That was good for second in the NFL through 1 week. I'd like to see that less. I think a lot of it, though, was schemed up for this week because of Arizona's historically bad run defense, where last year, I think that was due to necessity. They didn't have an option post dig or even after Diggs. Even with Diggs, it wasn't that great. They were still targeting him a lot. It wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
They went to Shakir and Kincaid to try to get it going. And ultimately, James Cook finished last year fourth in the NFL in rushing. It's not idiotic to do that.
Yeah, and I think, too, also with the, like you brought up how they kind of game plan for Arizona. And obviously every team game plans for their opponent. But I think the Bills game, like the look game to game is going to be much more drastic than it has been in years past. I think, let's say this week with Miami, right? I think it's going to be heavy passing. And then, you know, next week against Jacksonville, I don't know. We're going to find out. But let's say it goes back to the run game. And I think you're going to see much more of a drastic shift. Obviously you see shifts from game to game, but I think it's going to be a lot more drastic and pronounced than you see for other teams or you've seen for the Bills in years past. It's going to be a very game-dependent, team-dependent, who are we playing this week? What are we facing this week? Let's go heavy into this, heavy into that.
Well, yeah.
I think that's what Brady does, though.
That's the correct way, I think, to do it. It's a lot of, like, yes, Josh Allen's amazing, but we talked with Sal about it. We talked about it in the first hour, too. Like, the numbers in the NFL for passing are down. Teams are not making are making it near impossible for you to beat them going down the field, passing down the field.
And honestly,
that's what got Ken Dorsey fired was that he would not adjust to what defenses were throwing at the Bills. He said, no, we're going to go deep. I don't care that no one's getting open.
And if you want
to go deep,
if you want to think about it from a season long perspective, it's not going to be for every team. It's not going to be the scenario for everybody, but if later in the season, the later you go, the more injuries that pop up, mm-hmm. the more fatigue there is, the just everything changes as the year goes on. If, let's say, you know, week 12 rolls around, who do the Bills play in week 12? Is that their bye week? That'd be funny.
That'd be good.
I think it's week
14 is their bye.
Close. Very close.
That is close. I would have been really funny, though, if that was week 12.
No, week 12 is their bye.
No way.
I just looked at it. Week 12 is their bye.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay.
That's funny, though.
Week 13.
Against San Francisco.
All right. So San Francisco comes to town. And, you know, the 49ers are banged up in the secondary, right? And the Bills haven't been a passing offense for much of the year. Now you have all these tricks in the bag and things you've been saving for the right moment against a tougher opponent, right? And I'm not saying that's going to be the scenario, but if you can have this where you kind of unfurl things as the season goes along rather than, this is our scheme, this is what we're doing all year, all at once in week one, I think that gives you a little more of an element of surprise. It kind of gives you...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That, you know, bit of an edge, because you're looking for that this year. Without having a number one wide receiver, you have to look for a different way to make that offense dynamic. And if you can just become unpredictable, which it's hard to do, but if you can be more unpredictable than most teams, I think you kind of get that dynamic effect back that you lose by not having a number one wide receiver like Stephon Diggs. If you can just create that in a way. And I think Joe Brady can. He seems to be a very good offensive mind, and he seems to have a very in-depth, I guess, or I don't know what the word would be. And I don't want to say galaxy brain, but it's kind of the thing that's coming to mind, right? Where it's, you know, you're thinking of everything and anything all at once, and you're just plucking things out of the air and going at random.
I will also say, though, for, again, this is just week one, and I've been looking for this tweet because Joe tweeted it out, but it's from Hayden Winks, who got the NFL week one neutral pass rates. Mm-hmm. The Bills ranked 14th. They were middle of the pack in week one in terms of passing the ball, and they were going up against a historically bad run defense, which, by the way, for much of the first half, they were carving up.
Yeah, and it makes sense to do that.
It was correct to do it.
That's the right way to game plan. Now, if they had a great run defense and a great passing offense or passing defense, hey, or a bad passing defense, you're obviously going to pass the ball. It's that part of it is very straightforward.
Problem.
But I just think that, like I was saying, I think you're obviously going to look at those things in game plan, but it's going to be just a drastic shift rather than like this subtle, you know, oh, we're going to run it a little less this. No, it's going to be, hey, if we're not running it, we're not running it.
My biggest problem, though, was the first down run rate. That even when the running game started to not work, that when Arizona keyed in on the first down runs, they didn't go away from it. Mm-hmm. That's my only issue. I do wonder, though, how much of that, you know, kind of came down to the end of the game where it's like, we're carving them up. We're moving. Let's not change it up. We're doing fine. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't really stop us. And they just kind of kept the ball rolling rather than, hey, they're totally stopping first down runs. Let's switch to passes. I do wonder if it was kind of just in the moment, everything's still working. We're fine.
Well, and there is points, too, where obviously you need to switch what you're doing because it's not working. But if it is working, if you have, you know, 2-3 big runs from James Cook in a row, switch to a pass, catch the defense off guard. You're going to catch them off balance. It's not, that's where I'm a little nervous. I don't want them to get too set in stone in like what they're doing, but I'm interested to see how much variation we see throughout the season.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones here real quick. We've got Butch on the line. Butch, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good, gentlemen. Thanks so much for taking this call. I have a couple of things to say, plus an add-on based off something you spoke about earlier. But before I get started, number one is I love WGR. I love WGR fans. I definitely know I love you guys. But I want to just touch base real quickly on James Earl Jones. Let his family, my condolences to all the fans like myself, my mom, my grandparents, because years for years and years, I have sat at Christmas tables, Thanksgiving tables, and even sat in front of a television and watched this gentleman, class act, fire as what he does. He does it perfectly. Not only that, he's a class gentleman, number one. Secondly, he's an icon. Thirdly, he walks with a purpose. And fourth, his purpose has words. His stature of how he carries himself as a gentleman is a lost art in today's life. So all the young people like yourself, Zach and Josh and all you guys, all the young people, because he's 93 years old, whomever, you know, Darth Vader was one of his characters. He didn't wrote books for little kids and everything else. But I just want you guys to understand his legacy is that he has always been a class act gentleman. Always remember that. I'm going to put that on the show. And I thank so much for taking this call. I want to get right to it. You had a call just a minute ago, just spoke before me, and I totally disagree with him. Reason why, no disrespect to him, I love him, but I disagree with him. And the reason why is this, because it kind of piggyback off what I really want to talk about. We had Ken Dorsey here in the office with Stagnant. Joe Brady came in last year from, he was down like six games to even get to the title, even get to the playoffs. He designed whatever he could. He took some groceries out the cabinet and put together a meal. When we ate it, and we made it. We just ain't win it. But at the same time, now moving forward with his own style now, I love the running game. I'm glad the running game is resurrected back here in Western New York. This is a cold weather city. I'm glad that it's here. Yes, unfortunately, sometimes people don't like the run because we got a class act quarterback with a rocket iron and who's a superstar in his league. But at the same time, you have to have a balance. And I think Joe Brady has a balance office. I'm not calling to throw Brady under the bus. I'm saying this on this one thing, and I'm going to get to my last one, and I'm going to hang up. But is this, I just want him, because I'm going game to game now, I just want him to look at his backs more, throw more screens. Instead of the 13 package, just run 11 package. If you're going to run a 13, you're going to use a fullback, keep Gilliam on the side, bring Ray Davis in. You're going to put him in motion. At least Josh got an option that he can throw a screen pass or a pass to a quality back, not a fullback. That's my only take on that. I don't have nothing else to say bad about Joe. I wouldn't have nothing to say bad about Joe at all. Keep doing what you're doing, Mr. Brady. I love you, brother. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, this is what I spoke to Chris and I spoke to Steve yesterday regarding this matter. And Steve kind of misunderstood what I said, about Von Miller with his four fingers in the ground, moving him around, not changing the position. But if you watched the Jets game yesterday, you saw Williams, they big D tackle. They moved him to a defensive end so he can get one-on-one action where he can better off and penetrate. The same thing Kansas City does with Jones. They'll move Jones from D-tackle to D-end. All I was saying is with Von Miller at his age, let him roam to find the right gap where he can tap somebody on the butt, they can slide over, where he can get the one-on-one penetration. That's the only thing I say about Bobby and Coach McDermott with Von Miller. But besides that, guys, we got a nice thing going here. But I had to speak about James Earl Jones for all the young people who don't know him. Just don't blow this off. This is really, really an icon that this world has really lost. He's class act. And I love you guys so much. Thanks for taking my call. I love MSG. Love WGR fans. You guys have an outstanding day, and I love you.
Thank you for the call, Butch, and very well said on James Earl Jones there. And, yeah, to Josh's point as well, I think it's going to be a lot of week-to-week game planning, and it is also going to be to see how often defenses are zeroing in and the too high safety look. But we've got to take a break here, as we've got Sabres Live coming up at 12 o'clock. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.